Alan. He's back on the 23rd of October, which happens to be next Wednesday. But, you know, he left me a little list of people that I should get in contact with. And one of the people that he had on here was Wenli Ma from news.com.au to talk all things, well, TV and movies, and in particular today talking about this new movie that is out with Renee Zellweger out the front. It is called Judy. I had to get Wenli Ma to talk about it. Hello!
Hi there.
Thank you for taking the time to have a chat. Now, I have seen press after press after press raving about Renee Zellweger in Judy. Is it on the money? Is she damn good in this?
She's incredible in this. She's magnetic. She's hypnotic. She's all those words that you use to describe someone on screen that you cannot stop watching. She just embodies Judy Garland. And that is not an easy thing to do because, I mean, as you know, most of us know, Judy Garland was not just a legendary entertainer, but she had all of these sort of personal problems that came from having an incredibly hard childhood as part of the studio system. So to sort of carry that, the legacy, the you know, this intimidating prospect of being, of having to play this person that isn't only just so vivid in everyone's mind, but who had so many different layers, it's such a hard job. Zellweger did an incredible job at it. Like, she just kind of really gets the physicality of the role as well. You know, sometimes her shoulders are slumped, sometimes her eyes look really glassy, and then other times you can just, you know, she just like oozes vulnerability, but then she gets up on stage, and if she's like having a good night, it's luminous.
So, in terms of the film itself, this is sort of the very back end of the career. Is that right?
Yeah, it is the last 6 months of her life, but specifically this 5 week period in which she does a series of shows in London at a place called the Talk of the Town, which I think is now the Hippodrome, and so it is. You know, she's like 46 or 47. We all kind of know she is about to die. So you kind of come in with that baggage of what your own knowledge. Mm. And so you are looking at that. The movie itself, I think, is just kind of average. I think Zellweger, because she's so good in it, she outclasses everything and everyone around her. Nice. And it becomes quite apparent. The director, his name is Rupert Gold. He's got extensive credits in theatre. And I think that kind of explains why a lot of the time it seems very stagey. It's a little overwrought at times. Like, the musical cues come on, you're like, oh, bit on the nose. And they do all these flashbacks to her childhood. And I kind of think, well, if you're going to a movie about Judy Garland, you know all this. You don't need this.
Yeah. Okay, because I was about to ask you, surely you'd think to yourself, if Renee Zellweger's great, then obviously the movie is going to be sensational, but obviously she's just such a standout that everything else sort of never really got thought too much about, I'd suggest.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the movie is, it's average, it's fine, it's not like a train wreck, it's not a disaster or anything, but I think if you didn't have that Zellweger performance, it would just pass you by. You probably would barely hear a word about it. But because Renee Zellweger is, you know, she's primed for at the very least an Oscar nomination, and because, you know, it's a bit of a comeback story for her as well. There's that narrative running through her because she didn't do anything for many years, and then Bridget Jones' Baby, which was awful, and then that terrible Netflix show. So then you're kind of like, well, Renee Zellweger, we all know she's crazy talented and she can sing. My God, can she sing? And so you kind of, you know, you want her to get this big, juicy role, and then she gets it and she does an incredible job with it, and that becomes the story.
Yeah, look, actors, actresses, they're never going to have their own way the whole time. They're always going to have the odd stinker here or there. This sounds like Renee Zellweger is amazing. Obviously, we're still another 3 months until we sort of find out about Oscar nominations, but do you reckon she's in the box seat for a nom?
I think so. Yeah. I think, you know, that performance is just so strong and it's so beloved by, you know, all those Oscar voters over in Hollywood and stuff that I would be incredibly shocked if her name doesn't get announced.
All right. Well, you can read more from Wenli Ma on news.com.au in the entertainment section. There's some great stuff in there. Have a look. See. You can also follow her on Twitter as well. Wenli Ma, thank you so much. Always great to have you on the show, and look forward to hearing you again in the not too distant future.
Thanks for the chat.